Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, it's Robert Redford's solo performance in an adventure thriller called All Is Lost.
I thought this adventure thriller was also very spiritual.
Absolutely.
Thinking person's film.
It's sort of like an earthbound version of Gravity. Those of you who've seen Gravity will know it's about someone stranded in space, but in this case, It's a sailor whose boat has become disabled out in the middle of the ocean. His boat is sinking and the radio doesn't work. How does he survive?
It's an existential crisis for sure. It takes place over an 8-day period. The part that I did not like, Russ, was the lack of emotion that Robert Redford did not display, except at one point, and then it seemed too little too late. He seemed like a one-man navy for the first 6 days.
You know, in a lot of ways, this is, again, similar to Gravity in that your reaction is what you bring to it, what you read into Robert Redford's face. He's going to get an Oscar nomination because I thought he was terrific, but Your expectations and your feelings about him are going to be largely based upon you.
That's probably true. I just think that anyone in that spot realizing what's happening would have been a bit more emotional. There's a point where there's a typhoon coming and he stops to shave. I could not understand that.
In a lot of ways, this performance is meant to be a canvas for you to paint on. And so I thought it was really, really well done, and that it does bring up the very serious issue of what one thinks about the value of the individual human life.
So for the first part of the film, I had no sympathy for this character. However, at the end, I was wowed by what happened, and I don't want to give it away.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.